الله وبركاته. We're recording. Your parents would be able to listen to the class and see that you're talking.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, but then talking.
How are you doing, Daddy?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
It was really hot in this
class. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I know.
Can you open the door?
No. There's no point in opening the door.
Yeah, we can. But
Thank you.
Open it anyway.
Wait, so what's today about?
Today is responding to a stereotype that says that Sharia is too harsh. Do you guys know what Sharia is?
Nope.
Sharia is Islamic law. Sharia is the Islamic law.
You're not making a difference.
Just sitting here. I am.
Okay. Defending Islam against the stereotype. What is the stereotype of today is Sharia is too harsh. Sharia is too harsh. What is Sharia? What's the Sharia? Islamic law. Did you hear about Sharia in the media?
Yeah.
The media was speaking what in a negative way about Islamic Sharia. Okay? Islamic Sharia. What is the reason? What are the reasons? What are the reasons for
Donald
which?
Trump, what she said.
Donald
huh?
Trump.
I said I don't really watch news unless it's about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is saying
that his father gave him
$1 million.
That was
on Twitter.
You know, people are voting for him just to watch him fail in the
finals. It's hot in here.
Yeah, I know.
2020, Kanye West.
Shut up.
The door is open.
I will go.
The door is open.
Kanye West.
You're very noisy. You're very noisy to other classes. You're very noisy. We you guys are very noisy. So please hold on with me. So why do they say Sharia is too harsh? Any ideas? Huh?
Yeah, like the Taliban,
huh? How harsh is Taliban, you know? Yes? Huh? Any other? Okay. How about... Yes, cutting people's hand off, huh? Okay. Then let me tell you. Sharia says what? Sharia says whatever the Bible says, whatever the Torah says. It says an eye for...
A tooth.
And life for?
Life.
A death. A life for?
A life.
Okay, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and life for life.
I don't know.
Okay, so that was the Sharia. It means that if you kill, you get?
Killed.
That's one thing. How about the thieves?
Wait, I
don't
know.
If
you steal,
you
get
stealed
from. They take my head.
If you kill her, they kill you.
But then someone needs to kill them.
That's in the law of the United States and the laws of the Muslim country. They Sharia applying country, they get your head cut off. Okay. What do they do to adulterers, married adulterers? Those fornication? Okay. Adulterer means a person who treats his girlfriend like his wife.
What?
Justin Bieber.
I like my
Justin Bieber.
Okay. A person who is the person who is making the person who's making relationships outside of marriage. Okay? Now, if the person is married, then the punishment is stoning to death.
What's stoning?
Stoning if the person commits an adultery when he or she married. When they are married.
Okay.
How about what if they are not married? What if they are not married? Remember,
no,
the need. Okay, Sharia looks at the need.
But how will anybody find out?
Sharia, exactly. I'm going to come into this
pregnant?
Point. Sharia talks about the needs. Sharia. Ba'deen. Sharia. Sharia looks at the needs. Which one is more needy for having relationship outside of marriage?
The
one who's married or the one who's not married?
Married.
The married. This is why That
smells bad too.
So they say, you say, you guys, you did unlawful relationship, okay, and you're married. Then you get what? Stoned to death, right? They get what? Stoned to death.
If you have a girlfriend, you're stoned to death?
Yeah, let me make it easy. If you date, not just date. If you go to bed, I don't know how to say.
If they just date, then if they don't get
stoned. What if you don't?
Well, if you go to bed, okay, with unlawful, okay, unlawful going to bed together. Then this is... Lena's not here. I wish she's here. I'll walk out and ask her to explain to you.
But nobody's here.
Oh God, no, Lena will.
Okay.
You're saying, like, what if you just...
If the ones who go to bed with somebody that is not his wife, mm-hmm. Okay, the punishment is 100 lashes if he's not married.
Lashes of what? Like,
can I ask Phil that? Huh? If she's pregnant, if they kill her, do they end up killing the baby too?
No. They don't kill a pregnant woman until the baby the baby stops feeding from her breast. So which is after 2 years.
And then they kill her?
Oh, yeah. She gets the punishment.
What if she runs away with the baby?
Oh, my gosh. She can run away.
Okay. Now,
she can't run away.
Why do you think, what's the reason? Think about it. You gals are smart girls. Think about it. Why stoning for the married and lashes for the
not married?
What's stoning?
Stoning to death.
Married?
I think
lashes for the unmarried.
Yes.
Stoning
to death for the married.
Because you're Muslim.
Because
I know why.
When you're married, you have your job
to
take care of each other, and like that would be
cheating
if you're going with someone else.
No, it's about the need. The unmarried person has more need than the married person, because the married person already has a wife, so it would be, he doesn't need to go outside.
They stay together forever. Like another, it was unlawful.
Usually
when
she gets pregnant, then Leanne leaves.
Yeah. Okay. The reason, girls, yes. They stone the married and they only give 100 lashes to the unmarried is based on the needs. The unmarried has more needs than the married one because the married one has a wife. Or has a husband.
This can break.
Okay. So if you still go outside when you're married to look, to date, or to go to bed with somebody else, then you're really bad. Huh? It's not like if you are unmarried, maybe you have, you know, much more need. That's why it goes 100 lashes only. Another thing about Sharia. 80 lashes who drink alcohol. 80 lashes.
How much
drink
is a lash? Like, does a lash hurt?
Yeah.
Of course it hurts. How would they hope to stick it
with? Another thing, we have a lot of things to reply to. Another thing is that Sharia says those who denounce Islam have 3 days to undo it.
What's undenounce?
Denounce means like... quit Islam.
Oh.
They have 3 days to undo it. Or they get the death punishment.
What?
I'm going to explain to you why.
But that's not...
Just listen.
Wait, Islamic
law? You can't force them.
This is like... What? What happens, like,
here?
No, Sharia is not... The United States is not Sharia.
What's Sharia? Is it like a...
Islamic law.
Islamic law.
It's
a Sharia.
So everyone follows it?
No, only the people who believe in Islam follow the Islamic Sharia. Otherwise, they follow
Islam. So do we follow it?
Here in the United States?
No, do we?
We means
Muslims.
Muslims in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What
we don't have Islam.
What about Islam?
Yes, we don't do it right now.
Why?
Because the United States, okay, Sharia is for believers, but the United States is not a religious country.
Oh, okay, so it's like for the people in the origin or something?
For people in a Islamic country. Saudi Arabia, maybe. Maybe Saudi Arabia is an example.
How about Indonesia?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh.
But maybe, yes.
Like you said that last week, you said that Indonesia has like all Muslims.
Yes.
Sunni?
Sunni Muslims.
Yeah, so then Islamic Sharia does not...
They should apply it.
Okay.
But I don't know if they have applied it or not.
What if, like, in your heart you don't believe in it, but then people force you to, or else you'll get killed?
I'm going to cover this. I tell you exactly what happened. Huh? Yeah. Okay. So now let's... What would be the first reply to those who say Sharia is too harsh? There's a sarcastic reply saying, why are you so worried about the Sharia if it's too harsh or not? Do you have plans? Do you have designs? Sharia is harsh on criminals. Sharia is harsh on criminals. It's not harsh on people who don't commit the crimes. You got it?
Some things are considered crimes.
Every crime has its own punishment.
But some things over here aren't considered crimes, so some things in Sharia are considered crimes.
Yes, exactly. Like going to bed with somebody.
What if you don't
just
have
Sharia?
Yeah, what if you don't know the whole Sharia law?
What?
Sharia, you do Sharia.
What?
Well, in the United States, Sharia is not applied.
No, but what if you go somewhere and you don't know all of the Sharia law and then you do something and then you say you didn't know that it was in
the law? It's pretty simple. Stealing, drinking, having unlawful outside of marriage relationship, things like make sense.
What?
Write everything he says.
That's hard.
Okay. So the first answer is Sharia is harsh, yes, but complete the sentence. Sharia is harsh, yes, complete the sentence. It's harsh on
criminals.
Okay? Yes. But it's not.
Can I also get another color?
That were convicted of something
that
they didn't do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I did?
Me?
Okay.
But
there
about
is
the
a reason.
People that got like that get convicted of something they didn't do, like a crime, but they just didn't get punished.
Okay. Any doubt will decrease the punishment. She's talking about what if you of people they have a case with a lot of doubt. Any doubt would reduce the punishment. Any kind of doubt would reduce the punishment. However, it doesn't go. There is a level of doubt that the person will be considered innocent. But there is a... What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Someone gets convicted of a crime.
Yes, yes.
Like someone gets convicted of a crime, but they didn't do it.
But if we have little bit of doubt, then the punishment goes down. Goes down from being...
Wait, I have a question. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know how you said that Sharia is harsh on criminals?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what if you had... So, stealing is a crime. So, like, what if you were, like, stealing just to help your family or something? What's Sharia?
I'm coming to this. So, Sharia, okay, also cuts the hand of the thieves. Added to here. Like, a reason. Okay, now, let me... You might ask also, why Sharia is harsh in the criminals? Why?
Because
what's the benefit? Huh?
So they won't do the crime again.
Exactly. Number one, okay, why Sharia is harsh to the criminals? Because we don't want them to do it again. We want to decrease the number of future criminals and future crimes. So in order for us to do that, then we need to have a law that's so harsh. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So let me hear the answer here. Why do we make Sharia so harsh on criminals?
So they won't do it again.
Yes, it's called deter. The human mind thinks in this way. There is a benefit. To cost ratio. Benefit to cost ratio. This benefit to cost ratio, if it is high, then you go for it. If it's low, then you don't go for it. So the criminal have gain over risk of being caught. So you can copy these over there. Yeah. Benefit to cost ratio, or which can you tell from this equation here? What can you tell? Gain, benefit divided by cost. Okay. If this benefit, if this ratio is high, it means that this project is good. If this thing is low, benefit to cost ratio, then this project is it's not feasible. Okay? You got it? So that's how we choose, like building a bridge, for example. We see the benefit, weigh the benefit and the cost. We get the benefit to cost ratio. How about for criminals? For criminals, they get the gain to the risk of being caught. The gain for divided by the risk of being caught. If the gain, if this ratio is high, then criminals will do the crime. They will do it. But if this ratio is low, they will not do it. So this is how the criminals think. How much I gain out of the crime? Gain out of the crime and risk of being caught. So let me give you an example. Somebody, he has $10,000. Okay? And the risk of being caught is 1 to 100. Hello? If somebody has, wants to steal $10,000, and the risk of getting caught is 1 to 100. Then they will do it. Remember, risk of being caught means their hand is going to be cut off. Yes. So what do you think about this? Do you want to get your hand cut?
No. It's 1 out of every 100?
Yes.
Yes, now you know.
If you know that 1 out of every 100, okay, are caught, and you gain $10,000, so you lose your hand if you're caught, then what? Think about it, right?
I would do it.
What if the risk of getting caught is 1 to 1,000?
Oh, yeah, definitely do it.
Okay? Definitely. Do you see she's
it's
making
so
sense?
Bad.
What if it is 1 to 10,000?
Let's do it.
And what when you get caught, you have either harsh, either hand cut off, or get away. Get away. Okay. So, how about this? What if they tell you that you're gaining $1,000? What if you're gaining $1,000? And the risk of being caught is 1 to 10?
No way.
Ah, see? You started thinking.
No.
You started.
He was a good criminal.
You started thinking about it. Okay? So, if you want to take the risk, if you want to take the risk of getting your hand cut, you better do what?
You better do well.
You better steal a lot. Because you have the risk of being caught. And if you're being caught, then the punishment is harsh. Now, let me tell you something. If the punishment of stealing is, don't do this. Slap on the wrist. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this.
I would do every single time.
Or. Or. What? Then, would criminals want to do it?
Yes.
Yeah. What if the punishment is like 1 year in jail? Would criminals want to do it?
Yeah, better than 25.
Okay? So you see why the harsh punishment? We want to decrease the future criminals and future crimes. Another thing. Sharia is very kind to victims. Sharia is very kind to victims. Why it's very kind to victims? Huh? Because it is decreasing future criminals and crimes. So that would be nice to victims, right? So victims are going to be less or more? Less. If you, like I've seen a person, I've heard about a person who was just going into the parking lot and those criminals came out and they hit him on the heart to steal his wallet. Okay? And they run away. This person became handicapped on wheelchairs. Okay. And even if those people are caught, they are going to get just a year, 2 years in prison and that's it. Okay? So it's worth it. So when we say the people who hurt from the crime, if we have two rooms, and this one we put the people hurt, draw these two boxes, and one of them it says people who hurt from the crime. And then, this one is Islam, and another box is, or here's Sharia, and here is no Sharia. Okay, the number of people who are hurt by crimes, who are hurt or injured by crimes, is it more in Sharia country or more in no Sharia country?
Because they're not even getting.
Still, people take the risk of stealing. So, in the Sharia compliant, the number of people hurt from the crimes, are much less. Why? Because the punishment is so harsh. And because we have less crimes and less criminals, okay? So here, the criminals are hurt from the crimes. It's really hurt. Why it's really hurt? Because the Sharia is very harsh. Sharia law is very harsh. How about the no Sharia? The no Sharia, the one who is hurt from the crime, are mostly the victims. Because having non-harsh punishment, okay, this is encouragement of the crime. Okay? So here more criminals, here more victims. Okay? Do you understand this part? So that person, there is another ratio called need to crime.
who have to commit crime, like people who are like, kids who don't have food.
Yes, I'm coming to that point. I'm coming to this point. Now, hello. What is the need to crime? If I tell you that there is a millionaire, like Bill Gates, for example, and Bill Gates steals $1 million.
Why would he do that?
Why would he do that? He has all the money in the world. He can even swim in.
Perfect. He has no need.
Yeah.
He has no.
That would hurt.
He has no need.
Kylie Jenner.
You understand? It's going to answer your question.
Yeah.
Bill Gates have no need to steal. What if he does?
Then he dump.
No. He really deserves his hand. If Bill Gates would steal, he really deserves his hand to be caught. Cut off. In Saudi Arabia, there was this prince that keeps stealing. Okay? So
like, is he like selfish or something that he wants all the wealth to himself?
Can you stop talking?
It is.
Wait, Bob.
And you're talking bothers me.
No. She has a good question. What's the question?
I forgot what I asked.
What can I ask?
You need to rest
your voice, too.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Oh, yeah.
You said something about
shimmery glitter.
Yeah.
Like that.
Maybe
she
was
that was gross.
The
girl
one.
So
it
and I
right when you
put
on your groups.
What is that?
Does he want all the wealth?
Yes, because they don't have the need. They are violating the laws. They are doing something really bad. And they don't have the needs. For the same ratio, I've said, if somebody is married, okay, and then having a lawful relationship outside of the marriage, and somebody, then the punishment is less or more. Do you remember? We just said that at the beginning of the class. If somebody is married and he's having a relationship outside of marriage, then the punishment is
more. Because he'll be stoned.
Because, yes.
Yeah, listen.
What if he's not married?
It's like an Arab.
What if he has not married? Then,
let me get some open, like,
100 lashes. Do you see what I mean? What I see? Do you see this? Need to crime.
Need to crime.
Okay. If a person is 70 years old and he's having a relationship outside of marriage or inside marriage, if he's 70 years old, then, and he has committed he has done a lawful relationship outside of marriage, then this person is, was he really bad or not?
He was really mad.
He will be really bad. He's really bad. Why? Because he is very old. Old people are
crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
Old people
don't need relationships like that. Okay? So if they do it, this is why the Prophet says one of the worst crimes is an old person committing adultery. Is an old person committing adultery?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
This is really bad.
That's messed up.
You can start from here.
What's adultery?
Go to bed. Go to bed outside of marriage.
What?
Outside of marriage. Can you write?
Yeah. It's just so I can remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
So that answers your question. Her question is, girls, please, not girls. Her question is, what if a person steals to feed the children? So what if a person is very needy? So the need becomes high.
You have to pray to Allah.
Don't make fun.
Bro.
The need is very low, just like you said. The need is very high. He needs to feed his wife and children, and there is no food. Then the punishment is much less. So a prince who steals, gets his hand cut is a fair deal to him. But a poor person who steals, the punishment is reduced. Just for food, the punishment
is
reduced.
Why do they get punished in the first place?
Yeah.
It's not their fault that they're poor. It's because of
in many ways
it's a society which increased their standard.
You can't say I'm going to make stealing lawful for those people. Otherwise, you'll have no law. You'll have no law. Every poor person is going to jump on a rich person and steal him and say, hey. Now, if you steal enough to eat, then the punishment is way much less. But if you steal more, if you steal to become rich, then the punishment is hands cut off. So rich people who steal, hands cut off. If you steal to be rich, if you're a person stealing to be rich, hands cut off. But if you're a person who is stealing enough to feed himself and his children, punishment is very small, very little. Maybe a year in jail, maybe like...
That's still a lot.
I'm saying the punishment, but you have to have a punishment. You can't leave it open like that. You can't leave it open like that. Now, how about that Sharia kills the person who denounces Islam? The one who denounces Islam. The non-Muslims, there's no punishment for people to be non-Muslims. But if you enter Islam and exit out of it, then...
What if you never entered in the first place?
Then there's no harm. There's no harm. And let me tell you the story. By the way, if a person denounces Islam publicly, and this person is given 3 days to undo it. 3 days to what?
Undo it.
3 days to what?
Come back.
No, undo it. Come back, yes.
But what if they purposely do it and do something fun, and then in 3 days they just say, okay, I'm Muslim now?
Exactly. Look what she's saying. Look, she's saying a very important point. What is it?
You could, for example, you could denounce Islam, do something un-Islamic, and then claim you're Muslim again.
Yeah, he can say I'm a Muslim again, and they let him go. Do you understand this?
As long as it's under...
3 days.
Three days.
Yes. If somebody denounces Islam, he or she has 3 days to undo it. What do I mean by undo it? Undo it means to say, I am Muhammad Rasulullah. If during these 3 days and they don't say it, then they really deserve to be killed. Because 3 days to undo it. Now, what happened? Why was it made like that? What's the reason behind that? At the time of the Prophet, people wanted to fight Islam. So what do? They come in the morning and say, we are Muslims, we are Muslims. La ilaha illallah. And they are not Muslims, they are faking it. And at the end of the day, they say, bleh. I was a Muslim. Islam is, and I left it. Islam is no good. Islam suck. Islam suck. I don't like Islam. And then somebody else become a Muslim the next day. And then quits at the, denounces Islam at the end of the day and says, ugh, Muhammad suck. Those people, Muslims suck. Islam suck. I hate Islam. And then they keep doing that. Do you see the harm here? Do you see the harm? Do you appreciate the harm here? Do you see the harm of doing that? What is the harm of doing that? Huh? What is the harm of doing that? What is the harm of doing that? Hello? What is the harm of doing that? And coming in the morning saying I'm a Muslim, and then at the end of the day they say, I denounce Islam because Islam is no good.
And then they do something bad.
No, and then they do that. Somebody else will do that the next day. What is the harm? When somebody is a Muslim and then comes back and says Islam is no good, what is the harm?
They'll spread.
What is the harm?
They'll spread lies.
No, they will make people... doubt Islam. The harm is that they will make people what? Doubt Islam. Perfect. They make people doubt Islam.
Can they change?
So the rule is, you don't hurt the religion will not hurt you. You don't hurt the religion will not hurt you. You don't harm the religion will not harm you. This is a very important thing to keep in mind.
If you don't hurt the religion will not hurt you.
But if you hurt the religion will hurt you, yes.
So, like, if you were, like, born a Muslim, and then you just say that, oh, I don't want to believe in Islam, if you don't take it back?
Yeah, see, she's asking a good question. I need the answer from you. Listen to the question. Say it again.
If you're born into Islam, and then you say that you're going to leave it because you really just don't believe it anymore, are you?
Okay, if you're born Muslim and you leave it, you want to leave Islam. There are two ways to denounce Islam. One way, private. Just like you quit Islam private and you don't denounce it. Another way, you say, I denounce Islam. Islam is no good. I hated Islam.
If you do it privately, so
they do, no. And this is a very important rule. Go ahead.
One person, like if the dad's Muslim but the mom's non-Muslim and the kid decides to be non-Muslim or Muslim, won't the person that's the opposite of the child be mad?
The what?
Like, for example, if the dad's Muslim and then their kid is a Muslim, won't the mom get mad?
No, when you marry, you should know that.
Yeah. Well,
they have to have an agreement.
You know that.
What do you mean they have to have an agreement?
Like,
but this is outside of the subject.
They should have an agreement for what their child will be. Like, but pretend they'll make one like Muslim, like Zayn Malik's family, one is their daughter is Muslim and Zayn.
No, they give him a choice.
Zayn is Muslim.
Okay.
They give him a choice.
Yeah, he is.
Now,
he doesn't act like it.
Look, here. Sharia is intended to guard, public space. Not private space. Sharia is intended to guard what? Public space. Okay? So, people cannot do it publicly. If they violate Sharia publicly, then when they are caught. I'll give you an example. For example, people who are drinking alcohol. Okay? People who drink alcohol.
Can I drink water?
Where?
Don't they just not sell it?
No, people who are drinking alcohol in the privacy of their home, would Sharia have to do anything with them?
No.
Allah said, "Don't spy," right? Yeah. Don't spy on people, right?
Where would they get it from?
Huh?
Where would they get it from?
From whatever
from
they make it.
Store, duh.
From they make it.
It's the privacy of their home.
They make it. They smuggle it. Whatever it is, but if they drink inside the privacy of their home, would Sharia hurt them?
No.
Sharia would Sharia apply to them?
Really? Yes.
No.
People still do it?
Yeah. Because Sharia would not about it. Would not know about it. Sharia would not know about this violation. It is inside home. You understand that? So Sharia is intended to guard the public space or guard the private space, huh?
Can I do what?
Yes. Huh? Sharia is intended to guard the what?
Public space.
Not intended to guard the private space. So if somebody, let's say about having unlawful relationship outside of marriage. You know how many witnesses that we have to have?
Three.
Four. Four witnesses who have witnessed them in the bed together.
Oh my God.
What?
Have witnessed them in the bed together. Do you think?
Bed.
Wait.
Okay. Four witnesses. Can you? You know how can you bring four witnesses, Risa?
Open the door.
No, bring.
Exactly. She is right.
Who said that?
She is right. She said it. She intended it to be a joke, but it's correct. Why? If you do it on the beach,
open the door.
What?
Then See oh here, Sharia is intended. Sharia is intended to cover the what? To protect or to guard the what? No. It's intended to.
Wait, how did they know if they're married?
The ring.
Hold on. So, just like what she said, you have to have the door open. So now,
oh my God!
Hold on. There are homes for such a thing. There are homes where you go pay money. And you do such a bad thing. Sharia will catch you. Because you are now what?
What?
In public. Because now you are in public. Do you understand?
This is awkward.
Not really.
Okay. If you do a crime in privacy, Sharia will have no access to you.
Where's the reason?
If you do it, if you do a crime. If you do a crime, please. Please, girls, let me finish this part so that we don't have to come back to it next time. If you do it in the public space, then you are caught. Again, it's important. Sharia will guard the what?
The public space.
Public space. So, if you open the door, like she said, if you open the door, then you will be caught. You will have four witnesses. But if the door is closed, is it possible to have four witnesses?
No. Yeah, if the window's open.
That's legit.
How do you know all about this?
No, because they're sitting on the balcony like,
bro. She's making a joke, but that's right. That's right.
Oh,
if you make it public, if you make it... You get that, girls?
Oh, my God.
If you make it public, if you make it...
You're in so... Yeah, if you open the window...
How would you get four witnesses? How would you get four witnesses unless you are opening the door? Or open the window.
Then you have binoculars. Open the door.
So, again, if you commit a crime in privacy, it's between you and Allah.
You missed so much.
Calm down. I want to get this concept across. If you made a crime in privacy, Sharia will not have access to you. Okay? Then what happens? It becomes sin and it's between you and Allah. Hello? It's between you and Allah. You repent between you and Allah. You got it? So if you have committed a crime and you're not caught, it's between you and who? Allah. Who can see you? There is a story in Islamic history. Okay. There is a story. Let me tell you that story. There is a story about three people sitting on their home, drinking wine. So Umar ibn al-Khattab suspected them. So Umar ibn al-Khattab looked from the, climbed the wall of the house and looked inside. Climbed the door of the house and looked where? Inside. Exactly. So he said, you enemies of Allah are drinking alcohol?
Selena.
So now one of the drunk people said, if we violated Islam in one count,
this thing doesn't even work.
Nice. Well, no, pull it outwards and then it's like, let it go up.
I know how to do this on this first. I'm trying to get it open.
Oh my God, okay, this looks... Oh my God. You know what? Let the awesome person handle it.
She's gonna break it.
Let him break it.
Someone's gonna break it.
guys are required to go to the prayer hall right after
really?
The class.
Why though?
To pray door.
We need to pray. How about it? Why you say that?
What am I praying? See, we're not praying.
Mother, pray.
Adam!
Don't push it up, because it says we tried to
leave. Okay.
Wait, can I put a student talk to
Rules. Yeah. I want to make sure you guys got this. If you commit, yes, go ahead.
What if something is, keep like, it here, but what if something's, what if Allah SWT made it okay, but then the other river still doesn't allow it?
The law of the land. As long as you're in privacy.
No.
Go look in 12:10.
That's
the law. No. Drive inside of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, why is that? Like,
this is the law of the land.
It's 12:10.
The king.
Wait,
guys. The king decided.
Read this.
Pull it outwards.
You're going to
make it
fall.
Right on the other side, and I'll take picture. Or even actually right here and go there.
I couldn't see the top.
They said what? Who wrote that?
I want to make sure that you get this. Otherwise, Islam will kill the one who denounces Islam publicly or privately. Then he or she will have how many days? He or she will have how many days to undo it? 3 days. And all what they have to do is to say what? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Whether they mean it or not, we don't care. Once they say,
how can they be a true Muslim if they don't?
I'm sorry. It's
all about
the heart.
Right?
Yeah. You cannot see what's on the heart.
Yeah, I know, but then like if they don't mean it, then how can they be a true Muslim?
Yeah, well that's
yeah,
between
Allah. That's between them and Allah. To us, we only judge what we hear. We hear la ilaha illallah, okay, thank you very much. Out,
okay,
back to your home.
Go.
You got it? No, why I'm saying about that. You have 5 more minutes to go because
no,
they're
already like,
no, but
okay.
They let you go out.
Another question.
You guys not hot in those.
You know why? You know why?
You guys are so like.
You know why Islam will prevent girls and women from wearing bikinis on the beach?
You know why?
Because it is a public space. Because it's a public space. Right? Because it's a public space. Now, would Islam.
Bikini bottoms.
Would Sharia hurt a woman that is wearing bikini in her private beach?
No.
No. Or in this backyard, into the backyard. So let me finish the story so they can let you go.
Okay.
Omar ibn al-Khattab.
Yes. We want to go.
Omar ibn al-Khattab was heard people, you know, laughing and things like that. So he climbed the wall and he saw them drinking. So he said, you enemies of Allah are drinking, I'm going to punish you. So they said, if we violated one count of Islam, of Sharia, you have violated 3 counts. So he said, what? He said, you violated first, you spied on us. And Allah said in the Quran, don't spy. Second, you didn't come from the door. You climbed the wall. Third, Allah says, enter from the doors. Not jump above the wall. Third thing is to say salam. And you have not done saying salam. So Omar let them go. As far as I know, Omar let them go.
All right.
Okay.
When did they pray,
Zohar?
Salam alaikum.
12:30.
Now.
No, 12:30.
Zohar.
You were like, you have to.
Stop touching my face.
Oh, we have the lights off.